T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Siena College pollster Steve Greenberg is with us on the WBEN Trocare College Lifeline this morning. Siena has a new poll out on the Trump trial in Manhattan and Governor Hochul with her worst ever favorability ratings. Let's start with the Trump trial, Steve. As this trial is getting underway in Manhattan, what did you ask New Yorkers about it and what were their responses?
Sure. Well, good to be with you. The first question we ask voters is, how much attention are they paying to this trial that started last week in Manhattan? And 60% of New York voters say they're paying either a great deal or at least some attention to the trial. 39% say they're paying very little or no attention to the trial. What we see if we look at it geographically, not surprising. 61% of New York City voters say they're paying closer attention, 55% of downstate suburban voters, and only a plurality, 45% of upstaters versus 35% who are paying little or no attention. So then we asked voters the exact question was, do you think having been indicted by a Manhattan grand jury, Trump now faces a legitimate trial to determine whether or not he's guilty of criminal behavior, or these charges are a phony and unfair attempt to go after Trump and interfere in this year's presidential elections? This trial is nothing more than a witch hunt. And by a 54-30% margin, New Yorkers say that it's a legitimate trial rather than a witch hunt. Not surprisingly, wide partisan divide. 77% of Democrats say the trial is legitimate, but by a 66-18% margin, Republicans say it's nothing but a witch hunt. Independents lean toward the Democratic side, but not overwhelmingly. Independents, 44%, think it's a legitimate trial compared to 37% who say that it's nothing more than a witch hunt.
You know, a lot of really interesting statewide issues in this poll, including this. Now, this question's been asked before, and we're kind of continuing to see the same numbers. 82% saying the influx of migrants is a serious problem. And might that play into approval numbers for the governor?
Absolutely. Look, this has been consistent now for more than a year. 82%, as you say it's a serious problem. 56%, a clear majority, say it's a very serious problem. And what we see is that leaders at the New York City, New York State, and federal level don't do well with governors on this issue, with voters on this issue. Right now, only 33% of New Yorkers approve of the job that Hochul is doing to address the influx of migrants, compared to a majority, 58%, who disapprove. And it's certainly one of the reasons that we may see the lowest ever in a Siena poll ratings right now for Kathy Hochul in terms of her favorability rating and her overall job approval rating.
You know, I know that you've been asking that migrant question for months now in several polls. Have those numbers changed much at all over that time?
Not a lot. In terms of it being a serious problem, it has consistently been in the 80-85% of voters who say it's a serious problem. And in terms of the job that they're doing, Hochul, Adams, Biden have all been underwater on this question since Siena started asking it last year.
You know, late last week, the Biden administration handed down some new changes to Title IX. Originally, they planned to include new policies forbidding schools from banning transgender athletes, but that was put on hold. There's no mention of that in the new rules. And I'm wondering if that's partly because of some of the poll numbers. And you've seen, just looking at New Yorkers, 66% support requiring high school athletes to only compete with others of the same sex that they were assigned at birth. What question did you ask on that topic, and what do you see in the numbers?
Well, that's the exact question we asked. We gave voters a series of issues and said that these are issues either being discussed in Congress or in state legislatures around the country, and we asked whether they supported or opposed it. 69%, as you say, support the idea of, 66% support requiring high school athletes to only compete with others of the same sex that they were assigned at birth, compared to 27% who oppose it. It's one of the few issues, although there are several in this poll, where we see agreement among Democrats, Republicans, and Independents. So 83% of Republicans, 77% of Independents, and 52% of Democrats all support requiring that high school athletes only compete with the sex they were born with.
The Senate is taking up a potential TikTok ban as part of a foreign aid package that the House approved this weekend. You asked about a potential TikTok ban in your poll. What did you get for results?
We have voters really mixed on this one. 43% support a ban on TikTok, 45%, a slight plurality, oppose a ban on TikTok. And there's really not even a huge partisan divide. Democrats opposed the TikTok ban by a 48-40% margin. Republicans support a TikTok ban, but only by a 47-42% margin.
Well, a lot to kind of cut through in this poll. Thanks so much for joining us on some of the big issues, Steve. Steve Greenberg with Siena Research joining us. New poll out this morning on a whole number of issues, including the governor's favorability rating at its lowest point ever.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.